What's up, everybody? Welcome to the special edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. Usually, I'm coming at you every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM POTUS Radio, channel 124. As always, I like to just tease, you know, what's coming up in the days to come, because obviously I'll be back on the air on POTUS Radio tomorrow night. And I like to do a couple of YouTube shows during the week just to touch on things I don't have time to touch on with POTUS Radio. It's Black History Month, and obviously it's an opportunity and a time to celebrate Black excellence. And what came to mind is somebody that usually comes to my mind when there's excellence that's being discussed, and that would be the one and only Michael Jordan. Major, major props to this man, six-time NBA champion, universally recognized as the greatest basketball player to have ever lived. For those of you who don't know, he's now a Daytona 500 winner as well. His driver, Tyler Reddick, won the Great American Race on Sunday with a last lap pass at Daytona International Speedway. Obviously, Jordan was celebrating frantically and what have you, because it was a big, big win for him. First of all, being a Black man in NASCAR is an aberration in and of itself. Secondly, and most importantly, not only did he win and pulled it off, considering the fact that he's owned this team for years, you're talking about 2311, that's the team that is owned by Michael Jordan and now has 10 wins since debuting 5 years ago at the 2021 Daytona 500. So when you see this individual, a Black man who's incredibly, incredibly accomplished in the world of sports, pulling off something of this magnitude, it's definitely, definitely something to behold. He went from being, take this into consideration, he went from being a plaintiff in a lawsuit against NASCAR, in a major antitrust lawsuit at that, to winning the race. 30-year-old California native Reddick, ninth career Cup Series win, widely regarded as one of NASCAR's top pure talents, captured his first Daytona 500 victory after going winless just last year. So the win came only months after 2311 Racing's very future had been uncertain, because they didn't know what was going to happen via that lawsuit. And ultimately, they ended up winning that case. And we'll get into particulars another time. But in the end, Jordan is a winner on the NASCAR circuit now, not just the basketball court. Major, major props to him. Congratulations. Black History Month. Opportunity to celebrate one of the greatest ever. Unfortunately, a lot of people didn't have that mindset. In the aftermath of that victory, Jordan's playing around. There's some video circulating about, him with some little kid. It happened to be Tyler Reddick's kid, by the way. And Jordan was tickling his leg or what have you, and a lot of people use that as impetus to touch on the inappropriateness involving Michael Jordan. And I'm not going to get into all of that, to be quite honest with you. I'm just going to, because I'm not here to comment on viral clips per se without full context. You got to contextualize these things properly. So let me try to do that for you. It's a kid that Michael Jordan loves like it's his own kid. It's a kid that he's known for years. That's the son of a driver that just won the Daytona 500 for him. It's also a kid that Michael Jordan knows very, very well, that you, if you see footage, if you see pictures, he's holding the kid in his arms, he's walking around playing with him and what have you. It's not the first time he's been seen with the kid, not the second time either. He's very, very familiar with the kid. He knows him. He's got a lot of love for him and his family. And I believe there were adults standing right there. So I'm not here to sit up there and absolve anybody from anything. I'm saying, why would we jump to that conclusion? Why would we do that, particularly when it comes to somebody the likes of Michael Jordan? It's a legitimate question. Perhaps other people would be willing to answer it if they so choose. I'm not going to get into it too much because I think it's a ridiculous subject to tackle. That's just my personal opinion based on the video that I saw. Having said that, we also have to take into consideration camera angles and stuff like that, how things can be distorted. We've got to take that into consideration. We've got to take into consideration the fact that it was just an 8-second clip. And the reality is that emotional misconceptions usually come into play. In a lot of these instances, one could easily argue. Certainly, Michael Jordan would argue that if he was prone to argue over such things. he's the kind of person that's not going to dignify certain things with a response. The utter ridiculousness of it is something that he would just simply and summarily dismiss. And that's something that we have to take into consideration. But when we have to look at ourselves, I think it's important to say this. It's incredibly important to say this. There's nothing wrong with holding people accountable. We live in a day and age where it's very, very important to hold people accountable. It's pivotal, actually. But in the process of holding people accountable, it should be based on facts, not feelings. It should be based on what we know, not what we think. And unfortunately, the days and times that we're living in, that's not necessarily the case. One could easily say we should stop acting like a viral moment is a verdict when we should know better. But we know that we're not living in that day and age. And a lot of people are willing to convict one another in the court of public opinion. You know, call it algorithmic amplification, call it, you know, people jumping to conclusions because it's profitable for them to do so. Call it people just needing to have something to say and are finding a way to make sure their voice is heard. That's all cool because it's par for the course in today's day and age. But we also have to understand that you should be very, very hesitant to impugn the integrity of certain people who are as accomplished and who have done as much as Michael Jordan has done. Today is his 63rd birthday. Just won the Daytona 500. Playing around with a kid while his father was standing right there. And that's the kind of conclusion that we jump to. Again, you can understand in this day and age how some people would take things. But I saw the video. It's a non-story, in my opinion, based on what I saw. If it was a story, I would have touched it more fervently, especially in the day and age that we're living in. But that's not what I saw. Do I know the man? Yes. Is he a friend? You're damn right he is. But this don't have anything to do with what I saw on video. And it doesn't have anything to do with the bigger message that I'm trying to articulate. And that is a rush to judgment with enjoyment attached to it. Because anything that creates clicks, that ultimately impugns the integrity of individuals, is something that we don't have a hesitancy to do in this day and age. I may not know about it off of an incident like this, but I certainly have been targeted on many, many occasions, and I have no doubt that I will be in the future. All I'm asking us to think about is our own humanity and how fair that is. Not just because of the individual, but also because of what he's accomplished, what he just pulled off, how it's an incredible reason to celebrate it today, which is Black History Month, which, by the way, is also happening on his birthday, his 63rd birthday. Just thought I'd mention that. A lot of people are going to ignore it, or a lot of people are going to go overboard with it. I'm doing neither. I'm simply making the point. Let's work to contextualize stuff properly. And I think I'm qualified to say that because on many, many occasions when I could have gone straight nuclear on certain individuals because of things that they've said, BS that they've spewed, I've refrained. Because it's not always the best call to make, particularly when something isn't contextualized properly, when all the facts aren't in. And you care enough to avoid impugning someone's reputation, integrity, and personal character unnecessarily, particularly when it's devoid of an inordinate amount of facts. Just wanted to say that. Want to make sure y'all knew where I stood so we understand exactly where I'm coming from. Michael Jordan, the story today is that it's the first Black man in history as an owner to win the Daytona 500, NASCAR. Black and NASCAR, how often do you see that connected to one another? How often do you see that connected to one another? That man right there hoisted a trophy and literally said, quote, it's like winning a championship, like a huge championship. It's unbelievable. That's what he told The Athletic. Same Michael Jordan, shaking hands with NASCAR CEO Jim France. They were opponents in a federal courtroom for 15 months up until a couple of months ago. And this man goes out with his team and pulls off a victory of this magnitude. Think about what that's going to do for black participation in NASCAR. Think about the level of notoriety that's going to hit NASCAR from the black community because of what Michael Jordan just accomplished. Think about how you may see even more black participation in the sport. Think about the barriers that were just broken. That's the kind of stuff that we should be talking about during Black History Month. Not that kind of stuff. Easily taken out of context. Just think about that. I ain't getting on anybody. I'm not going overboard with it. You know how I am when I do get that way. That's not where I'm at right now. Just asking us to step back and think. It's Black History Month, y'all. There's a lot to celebrate, and he's usually at the forefront of things to celebrate. Yet again, even in his 60s. Think about that for a second. And then ask yourself, is this other stuff what we should really, really be talking about? Compared to what I just brought up to you about what that man just accomplished. Just a thought. Just a thought.